Hi, and welcome back to Reclamation Radio. I am Dr. Kelly Brogan. And one of the things that I love about my containers is that the women I attract always have audacious questions to ask me. So it's my intention for the musings that I share on these topics to grow the permission field of what's possible and also to offer relatable reframes that can jailbreak you from your victim stories. So you might notice that I'm a bit more familiar and free when I'm answering these questions in our private spaces. So take a listen and enjoy. And today's audacious ask is, you talk about the experience you had at your event, Audacious Embodiment, with Kimmy Inch as being erotic, but not sexual. What is the difference between eros and sexual energy? And if you don't know what she's referring to, the recording of this catalytic experience where I am dominated by a professional in, as she's referencing, a totally non-sexual way to the point of alchemizing some collective wound for myself and all the women in the audience. You can check out the recordings. However, let's get on to it. This is a great question. I actually talk in ways to my daughters about this, that you can infuse your beingness with like sexual eroticism, right? So what that means is that my, like, it's like an energetic thing. My channel is open, right? So I can walk, and I've learned most of this from David Data. So I can walk down the street and I can pass a guy and I can literally like open my pussy energy to him passing him by. And that will translate into my eyes. It will translate into a softening and opening of my actual literal like chest and body. And then also internally, right? And you can open that in a second, right? Now, if I'm working with that and I'm like talking to my handyman or something, like that's, being a reckless custodian of my sexual energy, right? Let alone, you know, actually opening our access to men. Like that's a whole other conversation. But the erotic, like the way that I use this word, and this is not the way everybody uses it, but the way that I use, actually, I don't know if you all know who Emily Fletcher is, but I just interviewed her for my podcast. And she's another person who happens to use this word the same way, like just as vital force, right? So what does that mean? You are an embodied being, which means that you have senses and you can either float out here in functional freeze, right? Like many of us do, and just like automaton your way through your life, feeling very little, or you can experience yourself through your senses. Okay. So my coach called this, and in the book, I call it erotic artistry. This is unrelated to stimulating your clitoris. This is unrelated to being like fucked right. This is unrelated to polarity even. It's related to the prioritization of your senses on a minute-to-minute basis. So that means that every single day I move through my day and I am feeling what my body wants and I am prioritizing that and I am prioritizing the experiences of comfort and pleasure and delight, stimulation, whatever that might look like, that will enliven me, right? So that eros, that access can come through your senses. That's all it takes. That's why we were given them, I'm pretty sure, right? That's all it takes. And then you have this movement, this like kinesis inside of your body that itself is creative energy. So it translates into creative expression. And that can look all sorts of ways, but it, you know, often looks like wanting to write a poem, sing a song, do a dance, right? Like make something with your hands. And that's how we materialize, like God moving through our bodies, right? So we're built this way. We came from sex. Most of us, right, these days, we came from sex. It is the sexualized eroticism that then tracks through our embodied experience. And what I think is amazing about, you know, this heroine's journey is that our wounds, right? So our injury, our violation, our experiences of abandonment and rejection and betrayal early in our lives, some argue our first 7 years, often get eroticized. What does that mean? It means that there is vital force energy that gets captured in that, some would say an unwitnessed trauma, meaning like you didn't have somebody around to process it with at the time. And you will often be erotically, sexually attracted to somebody who ignites the same feeling, right? Like, isn't that interesting? You may have addictions related to that same feeling. You may pursue interests related, right? So it has life force in it. And sometimes that translates sexually, not always. So if the sexual expression is just part of the continuum of embodied aliveness, then it's just an energetic spectrum. So like, I don't know if you had the chance to watch it. It's like a pretty compelling in the replay. It's like 17 minutes or something. And I mean, it's probably the best depiction I would say I've ever come across of how and why something that would be described as kink or BDSM can be completely non-sexual and totally transformational. Right. So the whole idea behind impact play, you know, whether that's like spanking or flogging or other varieties, is often to create sensation, but not only sensation, the interplay of sensation and the resolution, relief from sensation. So that, right, that punctuated experience. And it brings you, especially if you're somebody prone to dissociation and mentalization, it brings you immediately into your felt experience, right? So it anchors your attention in your body. And there's, you know, a million ways to do it. I mean, you can do this as simply as like orienting, right? Just like looking around the actual room you're in, you know, flutter your eyes. You can run your nails on your skin. You can feel your button. There's so many ways to come back in. You know, that's a dramatic experience and, you know, arguably like has that alchemical power, right? So when you watch it, you'll see that she was able to attune to something that would land with me as a self-betraying habit. If you want to say it that way, I don't know, you know, where she basically calls me out in my own best interest in like the most relatable way, right? Like, so that like pretty much everybody in the room could relate to that. And so I then get to have a somatic, an embodied experience, right? Because I'm constantly being brought back to the sensation of my own, who knows what, shame, grief, confusion, my own emotional turmoil that is being moved in this vessel. Like, that's all that has to happen is we bear witness to the energy moving in the vessel does the work. But obviously the resistance that we've been entrained around from like, stop crying, you're fine, you know, I'll give you something to cry about, is deep. The programming is very deep. So I designed my first live retreat, Audacious Embodiment, as a feminine reclamation bootcamp and the ultimate pattern disrupt of all of the ways we close down, shut off, and choose survival unto death instead of vitality in our lives as women. So I called in an all-star cast to take the stage and expand the permission field of what we get to be as women, who we are allowed to be, and to guide you through shadow work with yours truly, Osho dynamic meditation, family constellation, ancestral song, hair whips and sensual hip grinding routines, creating art out of your longing, twerk, and perhaps the climax, pun intended, of the event, where in the able hands of a dominatrix, I gave a surprise to me demo on how spanking can be used to alchemize your inner tyrant's voice into love, celebration, and acceptance. It was game-changing, not only for me, but for everyone who was able to witness this. And it is now recorded and available for you to partake in. And one of the attendees said, I left feeling so much more attuned and open to my emotions. And I feel this connection to my intuition and my body's sensations that I didn't even realize was there. And another said, this past weekend, she opened the door, invited me in, and gave me permission to open my heart, move my body and dance, heal my mother wound, say no, say yes, use my voice, honor, respect, and admire men, honor my own courage, meet my dominance and submission, meet my edge, and go past it. I know that these recordings will translate what occurred that weekend And I cannot wait to hear what gets audaciously ignited within you. So check them out. They're available on my shop page and at the link in show notes.